Chapter 3, Grieving is Part of the Mystery. Underneath this is a picture of just a country road, and just one light is shining in the darkness of this country road. Grieving is a place that has no time. Minutes seem like hours and days like lifetimes. My heart was breaking. Nowhere to turn but prayer for gentle soul and his family. Please, God, help him survive the cold and find his family for him. My prayer became my mantra and my focus as I fell asleep. In the middle of the night, it snowed. Cold under the down blanket, I let myself crumble into a million pieces in sadness and pain as I fell into a deep sleep for the night. Why did he come to me? Why didn't Grant close his door? Why didn't he come back? Grant's alarm woke me up from a wonderful dream I was having about Gentle Soul, who was back with his family. I heard a young man's voice telling me that Gentle Soul was fine. He's love, and love only dies to be reborn. Light was pulsing in and around me, and I thought, who was this guy? God? Grant turned off his alarm and went to sleep. I tossed and turned but couldn't sleep, so I got up to dress. Pearl had to go out, so I headed out towards Gentle Soul's home. I don't know why I headed out that way. And underneath this is a picture of snow and ground underneath that snow. And words underneath that picture say, "Truth walks with us." So I headed out that way, a hunch or something more. I thought my eyes were playing tricks on me, but as I got closer and closer to Gentle Soul's home, both Pearl and I saw a form in this home, and it was Gentle Soul. Gentle Soul was back! I did a happy dance and would have woken all the neighbors if we had more of them around us. I was so happy to see him safe and alive. I hugged him, thanked him for coming back, thanked God. Thank you, thank you, thank you. We have another chance. We have another chance. I was delirious in the head, but my heart was wide open in gratitude. Such a great space for feeling the awesome amazingness of this mysterious life we live. Underneath this is a picture of a heart I've drawn, and inside this heart is joy is here and now. And then there's a picture of Gentle Soul. He's just standing there in the kitchen. The kitchen is a red and yellow checkered board farmhouse kind of old tile. There's a seat to Otis's, well, it's going to be Otis, Gentle Soul on the left-hand side, and then another chair on the right. And he's just looking up. And underneath this picture is, life is utterly amazing. And then there's another picture of this farmhouse. And you see a side view of Gentle Soul just laying on his pad, just laying there asleep in comfort. And you see his leather collar hooked onto him. And then on the left-hand side, on top of this round table, is a cat. This happens to be 490, which is another story because Grant found him on a country road one day a few years back because some sort of hawk had dropped him when he was a little baby. But anyway, here's 490 staring down at this creature, this Gentle Soul. And above that picture is the phrase, "Oh my gosh." Obviously, those are words probably coming from 490.